time to say good morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our City Hall updates. How are you today, Mayor?
I'm well so far, but it's early, Joe. How are you today?
You say that every week. And I have to remind myself that not everybody gets up at 3:30 in the morning like me. Although sometimes I wish the world would operate on my schedule.
Well, it's a beautiful time of the morning, early in the morning, when nobody's out and about.
It is in July. not so much in January.
Yeah.
Although, so far, so good, thankfully. Is the city ready for winter, Mayor?
Well, ready for going to be. I mean, you know, we got a great team down there, as you know, with Mr. Grazioso, Superintendent Prendeville, General Foreman Larry, and all the workers and the contractors that we depend on, and they got a good system down there. And I mean, there's always stuff that happens because things happen. You know, storms change, and sometimes personnel changes for a certain route. But overall, I think the city does it as good as anybody. So we're prepared.
Yeah, I know there was a presentation to the city council last night regarding the city's hazard mitigation plans. I wonder if you might review that for us just a bit.
Well, I mean, it's another requirement that we must do, and it's a good exercise to go through anyway. We live in a time when we got to deal with a lot of situations, and we got to prepare and plan for those situations. And you know, our planning department's certainly involved in that, as are all our departments, really, in many ways. So you know, it is what it is. You plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Right.
Here we are.
How are the seawall projects coming along?
Well, the next phase, which, you know, I think we're 90% design or whatever, but mm-hmm. that next phase that connects from where we finish down into House Neck,
yep.
along Manet Avenue, is almost finally designed. So well, at some point in the new year, we'll be going to the city council for funding.
Very good. I know folks down there anticipate that. So that'll be raising that height of that wall again, is that right?
That's correct. It's rebuilding it and raising it. You know, some sections are in better shape than others, but regardless, we need more height.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it does raise it. We went up 2 feet in the other section. Yep. My guess is it's in the same range.
Okay, very good. Also, last night, Mayor, can we speak a little bit about a proposal to the council that was approved unanimously, tax incentive for the Grossman companies?
Sure. And I know that... I'm told that this is always a hot item on social media, but you know, we have tools in the tool chest, and hate to use that cliche, but it's true. When it comes to putting projects together, it's not easy to do. All of what we've seen in Quincy Center and throughout the city, it's a lot of hard work to get these projects really to pencil, to make them work. And you know, we were pushing for a retail component with Grossman. It was just a residential project, it wouldn't be necessary, but you know, we're looking at a specialty grocer here as part of it, and I think there were rumor about Whole Foods, but I'm not supposed to say. And you know, over my years as mayor, if anything I heard more often from people about getting stores here was Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, both very well liked, good reputations, and it's something the public wants. So this was a program whereby we're still going to, by the way, whatever we're collecting in taxes today, we'll be collecting far more even after the slight tax incentive that the council approved last night. So it's one of those tools that just helps make it work. You know, it's another great project. It's going to create a lot of new taxes. It's going to create jobs. It's going to create a new grocer for the people of Quincy. Right now, they have to leave the city to go to.
So as I understand, it's $1.5 million spread over 13 years. Is that right?
That sounds about right, Joe. Okay. I didn't look at the final thing last night, but you know, my team was working it right up to before the meeting. But yeah, that sounds like it's about right. But we'll be collecting millions in new taxes.
Yeah, according to a statement from Mr. Walker. So the current tax revenue is about $7.5 million. With this development, it would grow to $32.4 million.
Not a bad gig.
And also included in that is a payment to the city's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Is that right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's part of the inclusionary zoning we have. So any new housing that goes in, that was passed years ago by the city council, as you know. And this project is not exempt from that. So yes, it will contribute to affordable housing trust. And by the way, we've built all the thousands of new units we've built in the city, and 10% of them have been affordable workforce units. So we got to keep that going as well.
So what is the timeline now going forward after this? This has been approved now.
I don't know if they ever get one or two more approvals through the state. I think they're pretty much there with the state because this HDIP also has a state component whereby the state is providing a tax incentive here as well. Mm-hmm. It's, as you know, the state has been pushing heavily for new housing throughout Greater Boston. And so they're using that program as well. You know, my guess is certainly my hope that by the spring that spring or summer to be in the ground.
Okay. And are there future plans, too, for the property across the Star Market property?
They have purchased that site, the right. Same, the owners of Grossman family. I know Star Market has a multi-year lease many years ago on it. So, there have been no formal plans given to the city, but I'm sure at some point they'll look at that whole block and make some decisions on what they want to do.
Sure. And part of the plan also is for some pretty major roadway improvements, intersection improvements, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, yeah, that we try to, when we do projects like this, we try to include that. I know there's some sewer water, obviously, connections and upgrades. I think there's a sewer upgrade, but yes, the streets and sidewalks around it will all be done.
Sure. Maybe you could provide us just a little update on the development going on across Bergen Parkway there at the old Ross Parking Garage site. It looks like things are happening.
Things are happening, yes. So north of the bridge, as we know, is the steel that's been going up. That's the medical component of Fox Rock's development there, medical office building, the BI, Beth Israel Leahy Milton. Their urgent care will move into that building. There'll be day surgery and all kinds of medical care. Not a hospital, but certainly a lot more medical care than what we're used to without the hospital. So it's something that Rob Hale and I discussed when they bought the hospital site, Fox Rock. I knew we couldn't replace a hospital, but I asked them for a commitment to keep medical in the city and if would you deliver that to the downtown, and that's what they're doing. So I'm happy about that. That's going to be excellent. That goes with the garage. South of the bridge, you see the garage going up, and that will be enveloped by the units, 300 units of housing. That block will have the Trader Joe's and one or two other smaller retail components to it as well. These projects will sell park. That's what the garages are for, as well as additional parking for public. So, that was, as you know, that was well vetted some time ago with the planning board, with the city council, because there was a land disposition agreement involved in that one. And we're very excited about that. These are the things that we've been planning for, 15 years, Joe, when we master planning with street work. So it's nice to see it come to fruition. None of this stuff is easy, and it doesn't just happen. So I'm grateful for the team that we have that's worked on these things, but it provides jobs, sustains jobs, provides the much-needed housing that we need in the greater Boston area, including Quincy, and it provides new tax growth benefits. So it's a win-win all around. And, of course, when you deliver in Trader Joe's and Whole Foods, even greater satisfaction.
So that first building that's up now right adjacent to Hannon Parkway, that's the parking garage?
Yes, that would be the core. The facade of the parking garage will face Bergen, which will be pretty handsome, actually, for garage. Mm-hmm. The other sides don't look very pretty because there's going to be a building going up against it. Much like North Quincy with Bizzuto at the T, the garage went up first and everybody said, oh, is that ugly? Then the housing went up and tied into the garage and it looked beautiful. So same kind of idea.
Okay, which makes sense. It's the same developer, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, very good. What about Wollaston Center, Mayor? When does that start to get redeveloped? I'm sure you hear that all the time.
Yeah, we're trying to get the Urban Redevelopment District approved with the state. There were some questions through MEPA. We do have some challenges in the Wollaston area with some flooding issues. So we're trying to, we've had a lot of plans on that with engineers to try to mitigate that as we hopefully develop it. But we do have some developers in the wings. There was certainly the developer that was before the planning board that that I spoke about publicly as well. That was just, it was 10 pounds of potatoes in a 2-pound bag. It was just too much for that site. So I don't know if they're going to retool, come back to us, but we have discussions ongoing on the Wallison Theater site. But everyone's kind of in neutral until we get this URDP in place, because it does provide, once again, some tools for development and incentives for development to move forward. So
I see.
More to come.
Very good. And very nice dedication ceremony for the new John Quincy Adams Park right in Quincy Center back on Saturday.
Yes, it worked out well. We had a nice turnout. We fortunately had a tent with some heat in it, so that helped. It was a little brisk. But Dr. Ed Fitzgerald, who is retired as the executive director of the Historical Society, but he hasn't quit. He's still very much involved. Yes. He's a wonderful guy, yeah. And he knows everything about Quincy and certainly the Adamses. So he did a great job, I thought, summing up, which is not easy to do. John Quincy Adams was a complicated figure, and his service spanned decades with various presidents in various roles, in addition to being the sixth president. So I thought he did a nice job. Congressman Lynch, I thought, did a great job as well, serving in Congress and making some analogies to the times. And Sergei, the sculptor, being there, was so excited to see it finally in place. So it was a great day. And, they kind of finished that vision of the Hancock Adams Common / the, obviously, we've done John Hancock, John and Abigail. It was John Quincy's turn. And I think that corner just looks magnificent now. It's a key corner. And, the developer, Quincy Mutual, on the opposite side, the old Strand Theater, that block is going to be developed. And, we asked them to keep a similar swath of green space on the corner, so it really frames that whole intersection nicely. So as we build out, we try to build these pocket parks and beautify the city at the same time. I think it's important to have that balance. And it's consistent with our master plan. But I'm very happy that we finally have honored the sixth president with all his contributions to the nation.
Yeah, is that the actual name of the park, John Quincy Adams Park?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Moving forward, Mayor, I see a lot of holiday activity, trees, the skating rink. Lots happening.
There's a lot happening. I know a lot of families really look forward to the skating rink, and that's been a great thing. And that gets paid for by the downtown. That's the other thing I like to remind people. I know there's a lot of people that like to just squawk and throw out figures and all, but in reality, as I've said publicly, the entire downtown infrastructure improvements have been paid for by the new taxes in the downtown. Well, so does the rink. So the new tax growth benefit out of the district improvement financing, the DIF district, actually pays for the rink for its setup and its operation for the year. That's huge. That's tremendous. And it's all free for families of Quincy and beyond. So we love that one. And, of course, yes, the elves have been working hard over the last week getting the Christmas decorations up. The trees are in place. There's a lot of activity getting it in place. As you know, that turning on the lights that night is probably 4,000 people there. So excited. The families, the kids smiling. It's just a great, great evening and a great season. We go right into the parade. Good stuff, really good stuff.
Yeah. When we speak next week, we'll talk about all that and Thanksgiving Day football, too.
And it's around the corner. Both both teams have had good seasons, so it should be a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity, Mayor. Always great to talk to you.
Same here, Joe. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.